Magic. Goose. Goosey.
Hello, this is Chris 200, and you're listening to Audio On Demand. $500 of GM product strapped to my ass. For a sweaty butt crack is always welcome.
July 27th, 2005. Hey, this is Chris 200 here, and I thought I would check in. I am on my way back home from work, and I'm about bushed. I haven't been feeling so good for the last couple days. I've had this funny stomach ache / upper GI gas, feeling nauseous, just not feeling very good. And like bumper cars out here today. Resembles some of the symptoms I had before I had gotten on some medication that works. And I have been taking it, and it's almost like not working or something. I had just gotten a new shipment in, and I'm wondering if it's bad or if it's something's wrong with the shipment that I got in. It's like I'm not taking anything at all. So I don't know what to do about that. If I should try and get another script, or just wait a few more days and then go to the doctor if I don't feel any better, or what exactly. But I just feel pitiful. Last 3 days, 4 days, Saturday and Sunday, I just felt drained, and yesterday was a little bit better, today was a little bit worse. If anybody's got any idea for those types of symptoms, let me know. I've had, a lot of different tests done a while back for the same sort of symptoms. And, I had a lactose test. Had a scope down the old throat. What else have I had? Had a lot of different, had blood tests, thyroid tests, what else? Just about everything. Tried different medications, nothing really seemed to work. Tried different anti-anxiety pills and things like that, and we finally did find something that worked. And it all had just kind of melted away. I've been here the last few days. Like I said, it's like I haven't been taking my medicine, but which I have been doing, and I just don't feel right. I even got the little bit of a swirly head / kind of dizzy, feeling like I might fall over or fall down, but not really going to. Not very fun. So anyway, I'm going home, kind of disgusted with everything at work. And, got another salesman at home tonight. Got to deal with. And I need to buy a new car, different car, and not one of the things I really look forward to doing, because it's such a damn investment and such a what you're going to get, and I don't know. I really can't afford a new car. If I could, I don't know if I would actually buy one. It's just too much off the top. Used cars these days that are like a year out, they're still asking, you know, not much below a new car price. So I don't know what I'm going to do. If I look for a car 3 or 4 or 5 years old and give that a shot. The one I'm driving now is 12 years old. Just got an oil change. I should sit down and figure how many oil changes I've had. Figure 4,000 miles an oil change. I don't always get it changed at 3,000. So, let's see. Well, I should have close to 25 oil changes done on this car since I bought it. I've put about 110,000 miles on it so far, and it's a mere 2,173 miles from rolling over to 200,000. What else? Doing. I tried to call my dentist today and nobody answered the phone the 2 times that I called, which makes me wonder if I need to change dentists. Search the internet for a mud jack. Somebody that has the equipment to do mud jacking. And I really had a hard time using Google and Yahoo to find somebody that could mud jack in my area. And then I jumped on switchboard.com and I found a company that does mud jacking. They're like Mud Jacking Unlimited or Acme Mud Jacking or something like that. So they're going to come out and give me an estimate and let me know what it's going to cost. What mud jacking is, let's say you've got a... Say you've got a sidewalk and it's kind of all tilted and cattywampused up, and say it's sunk down a little bit. What they do is they'll either drill through the cement on the top or the concrete on top and pump, I'm not sure exactly what it is, if it's a slurry or sand or what, but what it does is it fills the void of whatever was underneath there, and it lifts up those different pieces of cement. So got a few pieces of cement right around the garage on the driveway there that I wanted to have them take a look at, see what it would cost to lift those up. I know a driveway would cost an arm and a leg, probably several thousand dollars, I don't know. Considering you probably at least have 3 days of work with a crew of 3 or 4 people, and then the equipment involved. Definitely something I don't want to do is take out a driveway that does not sound like something I would like to do. You've got all that breaking up of the cement, and then you have to prep everything, and it's just too much work for one person to worry about. Get a pro to do that for you. I'm pretty much in that league anymore. Get a pro to do it for you. But you kind of got to be careful, because a lot of the pros, so-called pros out there, really stink at doing their jobs. And so, I don't know. Makes me think I got to do some painting. I checked some of the wood that I'd done, and I don't know if I didn't get enough primer on the end grain. The primer on the end grain on the boards that we put up there, or if it's actually going through the primer. But I did have some wet boards on there, which is not good. Which means I've got to, I'll probably prime those end grains again, and then go ahead and slap some paint up there. I got to get some paint on there pretty quick. If it's cool this weekend, maybe I'm going to do that. I don't know for sure. Kind of just wore out. Definitely gotten cooler around here. It's about 75 now. A week ago, today it was 95 or better. So we're 20 degrees less, and I can actually talk into this thing while I'm driving without having to have a bunch of crackling from the windows. Looks like there's somebody actually working on this overpass here. That's nice to see, because they had been working on it for a while. At one point on my drive where I have to slow down to 65 and then go back up to 75 if I like. Today I'm just cruising along here at about 65, trying to save some gas. I'm not sure if I can actually make another... Actually, you know what, I'm just going to speed it up now. Hell with this. If I go slower, I can make 4 rounds to Lincoln. If I go faster, I can only make 3, and it's looking like it's going to be about a 3-tank thing. Like I said, I got the oil change the other day, and the guy wanted to replace my filter. After looking back on it, I probably should have just had them replace it. I went down to Napa and bought the best filter I could find, and that was $10, and I think that's about what the oil change place charges. Of course, I bought 2 of them, thinking, well, if I buy one, I'll have to go back and get one when I change it again. But if I buy 2, I don't have to go back to Napa and do that. So anyway, I mowed the lawn last night. Boy, I tell you what, with all that heat, all the different weeds that are in my lawn took off. The grass pretty much said, whoa, this is too hot to grow for me. And all of the heat-loving weeds just took over my backyard and parts of my front yard. I don't know if I'm going to spray them or just let them go. Had a pretty good run at it with my lawn this year up until this heat wave, and it's typical to what happens every year. You get the heat and everything turns to weeds. The grass is still there, of course, but it kind of slows down its growth and the weeds take over. So afterwards, I took the blade off the mower and tried to sharpen it up with a file, and I thought, well, the FIL, the bench grinder, why the hell am I here on this knuckle buster file? Why don't I go over there? So me and the boy walked over there with the blade, and we got that ground up nice, and he he showed me his tomatoes. Grandpa's got tomatoes over there, and Jacob was showing me tomatoes. He would say, tomato apples and tomatoes. And then he decided to have a little lunch over there, a little snack, and it was interesting. He kind of eats a sandwich backwards. Grandpa and Grandma figured out if you just take the meat and kind of chop it up and put that on the plate, he'll eat that. And then if you butter some bread and give that to him, he'll eat that separately. And he doesn't eat it all together as one sandwich. He eats each item one at a time. So, boy, it'd be a nice day to grill. I wonder if I could talk the wife into grilling some hot dogs or something today. I think we had hot dogs yesterday. No, we had roast beef yesterday. Maybe I can talk her into grilling some hot dogs. I'm gonna hit the Flat River here now. Well, you know what? That's about all I got for today. About to where I need to slow down again, and I'm getting a little hot in here. It's supposed to be 75 outside, and my ventilation isn't ventilating like I'd like it to, so I'm going to open up the windows. I have another big yawn here. Go ahead and shut down this player. And wish you guys a good night, and welcome any iTunes listeners out there. I think within the last day or so, iTunes has picked up the feed and is downloading the different casts, so I don't really know what I think about that, but I guess I don't have any say in it now, so. Anyway, catch you later, and hope to have another cast soon. Bye-bye.